page 55, Where is the Door? Inclusion in the Arts and Media for the Visually Impaired, Part 2 by Rick Boggs. Editor's Note, Part 1 was published in the winter 2009 BC. The entertainment industry is replete with highly paid professionals who reside behind well-guarded gates in secluded communities. Perhaps that protected us-versus-them living environment at home translates into closed minds and locked doors at work, especially when the possibility of employing a professional with a disability arises, or when there is an option to make a DVD or a web stream accessible for consumers who are blind or deaf. Despite the adversarial disposition of the media industry, professionals with disabilities continue to search for any door to enter into an opportunity to prove their value in the production environment. Here we will focus on jobs that might pose the fewest barriers and what individuals can do to make themselves as employable as possible. Basically, there really is no job in the biz that a person with a disability could not perform. The issue really involves choosing the right job according to skill sets. Consider some of the most common jobs in media production. Producer, production coordinator, director, writer, audio engineer, voiceover artist, and actor. How many visually impaired people currently hold these types of jobs? What skills are essential for performing these functions? How does one develop a career in any of these positions? I asked several open-minded collegial professionals to help me answer these questions. Page 56, producers. Other than executives at the top of TV networks or major film studios, producers probably represent the higher part of the food chain in Hollywood. They frequently have the power to make a concept become a reality or to dramatically shape the way a film or TV show looks and feels. Producer Karen Maeda describes the profession this way. There are so many types of producers. There are creative producers who have a vision. There are financial producers who manage time and money. And there are writers who become producers, that is, showrunners for episodics. The only producer who's blind that I am aware of is Tom Sullivan, who has not only written and produced, but has even directed TV shows. Tom breaks down producers into three types: executive producers who create the property, line producers who run the production operations, and writer producers who control the story. Blind guys are never really likely to work as line producers, he says, because you're dealing with site location work, outside shoot managers, and logistical statistics that really make the job impractical. However, Tom has executive producer credits and writer producer credits to his name and believes if you control the word, you can guarantee your own job. But if you don't control the essential word, they will find a way for you to be fired. They're never going to hire you to come in and produce content that you don't personally control. Control of the word is everything. Tom worked as a correspondent for ABC's Good Morning America. He wrote and produced episodes of Highway to Heaven, where Michael Landon handed Tom the chance to direct. Page 57. Executive producers often know finance and intellectual property licensing very well and have connections to funding. Line producers know every aspect of shooting a show and have solid management skills. Writer producers have refined written and verbal communication skills and an innate sense of how to tell a story. Production coordinator? Generally, films have production coordinators and TV shows have line producers. Production coordinators are involved with virtually every aspect of a film. They are the hands-on, nuts-and-bolts operators of the whole production process. Producer Ashley Nichols describes the duties this way. Responsibilities include dealing with cast, crew, vendors, agents, lawyers, the general public, equipment bids, staffing the office, and any emergency. Ashley suggests that required skills include determination, people skills, and a sense of humor to get through those long, hard days. Unaware of any blind production coordinators, Ashley considers the possibility of someone doing the job without sight. The most difficult thing for a blind production coordinator would be the same as for a seeing production coordinator. It would be handling the stress of being the go-to guy for the movie. This can be difficult for anyone. Writer. Strictly from a logistical viewpoint, working as a writer may be the most suitable position for a person with vision loss. Writers can apply their skills to TV or radio ads, TV episodics, films, or stage plays. I am only aware of two writers in this industry who are blind. Obviously, exceptional computer skills and written communication skills would be valuable assets. Writer Lynn Manning points to the undaunted courage that is required in order to succeed. Page 58. Both film and television are subject to painfully whimsical decision-making. He says, writers, like actors and voiceover artists, face frequent rejection and harsh criticism. Total blindness notwithstanding, Lynn did manage to write a screenplay for a film which was purchased at the 2001 Sundance Film Festival and was distributed on cable television. Audio engineers. Some people might assume that a career in audio production would be a natural fit for a person with vision loss. It makes sense that someone who relies primarily on hearing for most daily activities could have an advantage in a career dealing with sound. Frankly, my 21 years of experience as a professional audio engineer, including training and hiring people entering the field, has confirmed the seed of truth in this perception. What has surprised me is the overwhelming resistance in the audio production industry to give blind people a chance to prove their abilities. I am aware of dozens of blind audio professionals who operate their own independent production businesses quite successfully. I am aware of blind audio engineers who have graduated from esteemed public and private universities offering recording science degrees. I have provided skills training for dozens of blind engineers, employed several, set up recording workstations for others, and helped others in their job-seeking efforts. However, I am still not aware of a single blind person who has been accepted as a student to any of the non-university trade schools offering audio engineer certification, nor am I aware of a single blind audio engineer, regardless of talent or experience, being given a chance to work in a media production company involved in film or television. On the other hand, I am aware of many instances of students who are blind being rejected from audio recording schools on the basis of their vision loss, and I am aware of several talented, experienced audio engineers who are blind being denied employment at studios offering even entry-level positions. To succeed as an audio engineer, one must acquire training and hundreds of hours of experience. It's a technical job, so an analytical, detail-oriented mind equipped with an organized approach to problem-solving will help. Knowledge of audio applications for computers is no substitute for a real ear for sound and expertise in audio hardware and patching sound systems. Developing a career as an audio engineer is certainly no smooth process for a blind person, but it is possible. Page 59, Getting Started. When an individual possesses a burning passion to pursue a job in the entertainment industry and seeks advice on getting started, the usual response is, don't do it. Karen Maeda's observations offer some good and some bad news. She notes how the industry has changed immensely in recent years, making budgets harder to come by, but offering surprisingly easy access to new producers to get projects off the ground. For example, internet and garage productions. Tom Sullivan insists that success is dependent upon being a self-starter, determining that you actually have real talent, and persevering despite failure and rejection. He adds, learn where the money is, become a finance expert. Tom suggests that excellence is the key to overcoming blindness. We must be better in order to be equal. As for production coordinators, Ashley Nichols believes, every production coordinator, blind or seeing, will have a career that started because of who you know. After that, you will have to prove yourself. For writers, Lynn Manning suggests, study the art, read plenty of successful screenplays, and invest in a good script writing program. Blind individuals desiring to work as an audio engineer must tap the resources of the existing community of blind engineers to learn about their technical options. Try starting on the web at blindproducers.org. Networking is critical to all jobs in the media and entertainment industry. The Back Door, accessible media production, which includes closed captioning and audio description, can serve as a point of entry into the broader audio-video production field. This specialized area of media production offers employment opportunities for visually impaired professionals as QC specialists, voiceover artists, and audio engineers, as well as administrative and management positions. We will discuss those opportunities as well as various aspects of blind individuals working as actors, voiceover artists, and musicians, composers in the next segment in this series.